From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the RONO Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra has one more Masterworks concert left this Saturday and Sunday at Jefferson Center. Portraits of America, the music of Aaron Copland, Duke Ellington, even a piece by RSO music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley.
The arts are a necessity, not a luxury, in our region, in our community, in Virginia's Blue Ridge. Then we need to support it in every way. Through our attendance, through our contributions, through advocacy for education and outreach.
Make plans to savor the sound with Opera Roanoke at Stony Brook Vineyards on Thursday, May 1st, an evening of mountain views, curated wine pours, and live performances by Opera Roanoke's young artists. See the Opera Roanoke website for more on the ticketed fundraising event. Brooke Tolley is Opera Roanoke's general director.
Our young artist program supports college students in the region who are pursuing a career in the art. We give them professional opportunities. They perform alongside our professional artists. We give them master classes and coaching.
On stage at Mill Mountain Theater this Wednesday through May 4th, Peter and the Starcatcher, Mill Mountain Conservatory Director of Education Francesca Riley with WDBJ 7.
So this is Peter and the Starcatcher, and basically it's the story of how Peter Pan became Peter Pan. So everybody knows the story of Peter Pan, and this is a great precursor to that.
It's the last weekend at the Montgomery County Art and History Museum for the Blues Music Through Art Showcase, featuring artists Ken Peace and Annie Waldrop. Vern Kelly is president of the New River Blues Society.
Sort of like, I think, the house artist sort of for the House of Blues, Dan Aykroyd's group or something. But he travels all over the country and does folk art. And Anne Waldrop is just an amazing artist.
This Wednesday through two shows on Saturday at the Moss Arts Center at Virginia Tech, the classic play version of Little Women. Looking ahead in May, the musical comedy A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder opens at Showtimers Community Theater May 8th. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes raises the curtain at Attic Productions in Fincastle May 15th. The 25th anniversary of Open Studios Tour Roanoke is this weekend, 13 different locations around the city, dozens of artists in a wide variety of media. Collage artist Raven Sky McDonough is one of those who will open their studios to the public this Saturday and Sunday.
We have a tour map. Each site is listed with the artists that are in attendance, and we put out a lot of signs on the weekend of for people to see. Pretty much the artist, whoever is a host site, will make room in their home and studio to accommodate the other artists.
See the OpenStudiosRoanoke.com website for the tour map. And from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at the Eye, the Science Museum of Western Virginia's Planetarium at Center in the Square, a series of short-form multimedia pieces. Katie Brooks is director for the Eye. The program is Assemblage.
Sort of layered content, found footage and found audio and digital sort of soundscapes, and it's all kind of collage-based work, and we're really excited about that one too. That is ticketed.
And for a 24th year, the Sounds of the Mountain Storytelling Festival returns to Camp Bethel in Fincastle this Friday and Saturday. Well-known professional storytellers, live music, and homemade food. Organizer Alan Hall.
And some of the stories are fun, some are inspirational and spiritual.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar. Recent winner of the top award for public excellence through radio journalism by the Virginia's Associated Press Broadcasters.
Hey, this is John Pence, the venue manager at nonprofit music venue The Spot on Kirk. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. The Spot on Kirk supports musicians, artists, comedians, poets, and actors by giving them a platform. We host local, regional, and touring musicians that play a variety of genres. Visit us at thespotonkirk.org.